It is 6:15 on a Tuesday morning, the 19th day of August. Doug and T-Ray with you until 9 when Brian Suits comes along. By the way, we do have the picture posted on our Facebook page of the guy who was arrested for drunk driving wearing a T-shirt with his mugshot from the last time he was arrested for drunk driving. If you want to check that out, McIntyre in the Morning
what
on Facebook.com. Just click the like button there.
His mother must be very proud.
Very proud. And of course, that theme song, you know, it is time to talk with the LA City Watchdog, Jack Humphreyville. Mr. Humphreyville, good morning. How are you, sir?
Mr. McIntyre, T-Ray, top of the day to you.
All right. So this story, we're going to talk more about this throughout the course of the morning. Bloomberg Business reports that LA is facing $15 billion, $15 billion in infrastructure costs. This is pipes. This is roads. This is sidewalks. You were actually quoted in this saying, quote, we're in trouble, to say the least, because we have no idea how we're ever going to pay for these repairs.
Well, you know, I think the $15 billion may not include all of DWP. It's a staggering number. You know, we have our streets, which are $4 billion. We have sidewalks that are $2 billion. You know, our parks, our street, you know, our lamps, our trees, our buildings, our facilities. You can go on and on. And then you throw in the Department of Water and Power and the sewer system, and, you know, it's a pretty good-sized problem. And I don't know where the money's going to come from. We also have the stormwater runoff plan that they're talking about that's been kicking down they've been kicking that can down the street since another 6 or 7 years.
Well, you know, the truth is we're not going to do it. I mean, it's that simple. There's not going to be some kind of Marshall Plan or, you know, Eisenhower-like, you know, call to build the interstate highway system that's going to suddenly put the cones out and see L.A. rebuilt in some magical 10-year process. We're just not going to do it. I mean, what we're going to do is, if by all appearances, we're going to continue to wait for pipes to explode and then repair them one at a time.
Well, you know, that's you're sort of hitting the nail on the head here. If the city council and the county, to a certain extent, you know, could get their act together and do a little bit of long-range planning, it might be helpful. So, for example, in the city, we saw this business about the streets, we saw this business about the sidewalks, but there was no plan. They throw some numbers at us. They want to increase our sales tax by half a cent, but there's no plan. It's like writing a blank check. I think if people knew what the money was going for and that it was going to be handled efficiently as opposed to, you know, through this huge city bureaucracy, that we'd be able to maybe get some of this stuff done in a rational manner. I think Angelenos are sick and tired of, you know, giving these guys downtown a blank check.
They clearly won't do it because we don't have any faith that the money will be spent either on the intended object or will be spent efficiently if it is sent on that specific object. And obviously their own polling told them that, which is why Joe Buscaino and Mitch Englander withdrew their own motion to put a ballot measure on. We're talking with Jack Humphreyville, LA City Watchdog, citywatchla.com. You know, when it comes to infrastructure, Jack, I grew up in New York City, which certainly had plenty of, when I was a kid back in the day, the roads out in Queens were like the Ho Chi Minh Trail after carpet bombing by B-52s. They were just, in fact, there was a protest one time. The guy who ran the city, the roads for the city of New York, lived in Queens, and the neighbors covered his lawn in shock absorbers.
I remember.
They piled up about a half a ton of shock
really?
Absorbers. Yes. They came out and they threw shock absorbers in his front yard, and they had to send a city truck to haul them away. But the thing is, when you look at vital infrastructure, the East River bridge crossings in New York City, like the 59th Street Bridge, is now called the Queensboro Bridge or the Edward I. Koch Bridge, is over 100 years old. And you all know it from the Simon and Garfunkel song, the 59th Street Bridge song. But that thing takes 5 years to paint. It takes 5 years to paint it from beginning to end. And the crew that paints it never stops painting it. They start on one side and they go from west to east. And when they get to the end, they go back to the beginning and they start over again. because it's a giant piece of iron sitting over top of water that's brinish. It's fresh water and salt water and incredibly corrosive. But the thing is, it's a vital artery. It's a vital piece of infrastructure, and it has to be maintained. And that's the problem in LA, is that we've simply allowed our infrastructure, in many cases, to disintegrate while we pursued other agendas.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. You know, and you know, I'm not sure what if I were king for a day, so to speak, the first thing I'd do, or I'd tell Eric to do, Garcetti, is to sort of sit down and develop a long-range plan. You know, okay, this is what we're going to do with the streets. This is what we're going to do with the sidewalks, our parks, and all those types of good things. Leaving DWP aside, because that's a separate entity. But go out there and
now,
attack.
If we have Kevin James on tomorrow, he'll say they have a long-range plan, that that's the whole purpose of the back to basics. And we've had Kevin on a bunch of times.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it. And I think I see a lot of stuff that comes through City Hall. I haven't seen the long-range plan. I saw a promo piece by Mitch and Mitch Englander and Joe Buscaino on the streets and why we ought to pass the half-cent tax increase, but I didn't see any specifics. I didn't see any details. There were no operational features there. You know, are they going to have this done by, you know, the crack city work crews? Are they going to contract it out to private contractors on the sidewalks? Are they going to, who's going to pay for it? Are they going to stick it to the homeowners? There's no plan here. And if you were running it, you'd want to make sure you have a plan. And the plan includes, okay, how are we going to do this? I mean, what are some of the logistics? Who's the management going to be? And there's nothing going on here like that. I mean, these guys, are sitting on their hands.
All right, Jack. The piece is also Jack's new piece is posted at citywatchla.com. LA, America's most hostile work environment. With a question mark, that's the August 19th piece at citywatch.com. Jack Comfreyville,